Hello and welcome to my channel, Utterly Mental. I hope you guys are having an incredible day. If you are new here, welcome to my channel. My name is Veronica and I create videos on the topic of mental health in an attempt to break the stigma. On Mondays, I discuss a mental health topic that has been weighing on my mind. And today is Monday, so I'm gonna be discussing the difference between mental health and mental illness. Let's get into it. The first thing I'd like to mention is mental health literally applies to everyone. It's just like physical health. Everybody has a physical health. Everyone has a mental health. It can be poor and it can be great. Basically, mental health is the state of your mind and your emotions and your feelings and how you're able to cope with life situations. When somebody talks about mental health, they're not exactly saying anything negative. Just like your physical health can be amazing or poor, so can your mental health. You can go up and down, and that is perfectly normal and healthy. What mental health is how are you day to day? The things that influence your mental health the most are how do you live your life? What is your life experiences? And what is your perception of those experiences? Your physical world, your relationships, your work, what you eat, do you exercise? Do you have friends that you can turn to? Do you have a support system? Are you enjoying your life? When your mental health is good, you are able to experience and enjoy the moments in life, and you are able to work through the situations that life throws at you with a good, healthy attitude. When you have poor mental health, you may feel unhappy or stressed out or overwhelmed, and you just feel kind of lost to find your way out of life's situations. But for mental health, this doesn't last for an extended period of time. And the great news is that you can improve your mental health. I have another video on my channel about 7 ways to improve your mental health that are not as talked about. So definitely go check that out, give it a like, and leave me your opinions down in the comments so we can talk about what you think. Okay, now we're moving on to mental illness. So mental illness is different from mental health because mental illness affects your ability to function for an extended period of time. Where someone can feel distressed constantly and just not in control of their own lives, feeling like it's hard to function regularly. For someone who suffers with mental illness, it's not the same as just feeling unhappy or distressed or confused by how to handle a hard situation in life. It can contribute to a mental illness, but it's not the same. With mental illness, there are risk factors that anybody can develop. This includes your family history. Does your family have a history of mental illness? It also includes financial problems, divorce, a loss of someone that you love, unresolved trauma, childhood abuse, social, economic, or educational status. All of these things are risk factors in possibly developing mental illness. Mental illness can also be treated. I'll compare it to physical health. So when you get the flu, your body is in poor health for a while, but you heal because you take the medicines and the sickness passes. The same is with mental illness. Just because you are diagnosed with a mental illness does not mean that it is a permanent illness. It can be managed by being treated. If you or anybody you know is suffering from a mental illness, or you think that you may be suffering from a mental illness and you would like more information about this, I will be leaving a link in the description with resources for you or anybody you know that might be in a dark place or think they might have a mental illness. But mental health as well, it is good to see a counselor. It's a normal thing. It's not a bad thing to see a counselor or a therapist. If you do feel like you are suffering from a mental illness, I recommend you go speak to a doctor that can help you understand if you do have one and treat it if that is the case. Whether it's mental health or mental illness, the best thing you can do is to speak up. Tell somebody, go get help. I wanted to make this video so that I could clear up the differences between mental health and mental illness. Because mental health is something that everybody deals with. Whether it's good or bad, everyone has it. Just like physical health is something that affects you for a very long period of time and can be more specific to what you're suffering with. Thank you guys so much for joining me again today. If you like this video, hit that subscribe button, leave me a like, and I want to hear from you. What resources have you used to improve your mental health? Do you have any other information on the differences between mental health and mental illness? I want to discuss it with you guys. If so, please leave it in the comments below so that we can all take advantage of it and discuss it. Mental illness. Once again, thank you so much for joining me again today. Please don't go to bed tonight without finding a reason to genuinely smile. Be kind and take care of yourself. I will see you all next Monday. Utterly Mental out.